Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mpakanyane on 702 for the curious.
It is a Saturday edition of Weekend Breakfast. Thank you so much for choosing us, for staying with us, for staying with 702. Now, in this part of the show, we talk the future of, and today we're talking the future of the restaurant industry, or more specifically, the future of dining. Right now, in the short term, in the immediate foreseeable future, things are looking rather different. But having said that, it is all a positive development. And to attest to that is Wendy Alberts, the CEO of the Restaurants Association of South Africa. Wendy, good morning. Thank you for your time today.
Good morning. How are you all this morning?
I am very, very well, Wendy, and I hope you are too. Now, Wendy, the Department of Tourism has published a new directive enabling further businesses to operate, and this includes sit-down restaurants. Of course, it extends to casinos, conferences, and hotels to open at advanced level 3 of lockdown. It's been a number of days now that restaurants have been able to offer the sit-down element. In your conversations with members of your association, how has it been going so far?
I must say, I feel like I'm in a horror story, I have to say. You know, for 19 weeks, we've been fighting so hard to save the restaurant industry. And it could have easily been done, and it can still be done, if government is simply amenable to working with industry.
Sure.
And I just keep asking myself every morning, what is government doing to support this country? What are they actually doing to support the industry?
And when you talk about the support that's needed for the industry, what are you talking about? Because with these gazetted regulations, there are sit-down experiences available to diners now. Are you saying that it's a little too late? Or are you saying that, yes, businesses can or restaurants can open up to this, but it's too late for them? They've essentially experienced too many losses.
You know, for the last week, I've been out on the town having a look at what's happening, and it's a ghost town. Restaurants are really suffering. Patrons are not going out to eat. They don't want to go out to eat without the ability to be able to have alcohol. They want the full service experience. They want the wine pairing. They want the food pairing, etc. And I think all the propaganda that's going on around all the current situation of COVID and the disbursement of possibly incorrect information is causing huge panic amongst consumers.
Okay, so let me stop you right there. You are saying that what's currently happening is not enough. You'd like alcohol sales to be on the table. When you talk about propaganda, what are you talking about?
You know, 4 weeks ago, we appealed to government, actually 6 weeks, 19 weeks. We said, we've got a workable solution. Work with us, consult with us. We've got all people within government making decisions on various sectors of industry that haven't a clue about our businesses, that haven't a clue about what's actually happening with our businesses. You know, we've invited Patel to come and have a look at the devastation that's happening within the restaurant. To take 7 weeks and not consult with industry and not having common courtesy or decency or respect for the businesses within a sector that you're responsible for, and to write a letter and deliver it on the 11th hour and pass us back to the Minister of Cocktail and to push us back there to make decisions, when we've already been sitting in that field for the last month. It's completely irresponsible on their part, and not to actually sit with industry and work with us and say, look, this is a way that we can save the industry. Why not allow us to have exclusivity to dispense alcohol? And that way it can be a controlled environment. Why are you prejudicing us and blaming us for situations that haven't taken effect? You locked the country down for many weeks to prepare the country, getting extra beds, ventilators. Are those beds actually there? Are those ventilators actually there? They're to discriminate and prejudice and blame the restaurant industry and say it's our fault that they are that the hospitals are full because of alcohol issues. It's the government's responsibility. They need to take responsibility, and their law enforcement officers need to regulate it.
Okay. Before, you know, I'd like to focus on the actually opening up and the procedures, right? Once you are in a restaurant, once you have decided as a consumer to go and dine in at this point. But, you know, when you talk about blame being apportioned to the restaurant industry when it comes to the irresponsible consumption of alcohol, where has that taken place in my view and in my consumption of news and media? I think definitely, the country has, or the government has, a very grim, has taken a grim look and approach to alcohol. And it's because of the way in which, when we've consumed, doctors, for instance, in emergency rooms are seeing higher rates of casualties. But why do you feel that the restaurant industry has been persecuted in this regard? Where's that coming from?
You know, we're a formal establishment. We pay a premium for these liquor licenses.
Mm.
We provide liquor in a controlled environment. And now, because we're not allowed to serve our full bouquet of offerings, no other industries have to change their business model.
Mm.
For 15 weeks, we were shut down and we said, okay, you can only do takeaways, which everybody well knows is a small portion of our business. Then we were allowed to do delivery and takeaways. Then they change our on-con licenses to off-con licenses and expect us to compete with the retailers, which is simply not possible. We don't have the stock and we don't have the purchasing power to even be able to do it. So you can purchase a bottle of wine within a restaurant, but you can't drink it there.
Sure.
So we've gone through this space, and from a month before this, we gave them the documentation to show how important it was to reopen the business. Mm.
And it's important why, Wendy? It's important why? Where you're going to the fact that restaurateurs essentially make their money with alcohol sales or their profits.
Well, it's like going shopping and you can't use a trolley.
Mm.
You know, it's like going into a hairdresser and you can't use a hairdryer. It's part of our business model. It's our DNA. It's our business format. It is sit-down experience. It is a dining experience. It's what diners come to restaurants for. People don't want to come to a coffee shop.
Sure.
They want to come and enjoy a meal and have pairing. It makes no sense to have these off-con licenses that they've used simply to avoid us from claiming our full use of licenses. Mm. If we have to go and claim back the license, the lack of license usage we haven't been privileged to use for the last 4 months, we can have a lot of money being claimed by the industry for the rebates back on those licenses. Mm.
So I guess you'll keep us apprised of the development in that regard, because I don't imagine that that's a fight that you're going to let go of at this point. You know, Wendy, for those people that have been chomping at the bit then to get into a restaurant and to sit down, and if they can't have that wine pairing and they can't enjoy that delicious meal with their favorite alcoholic beverage, what does that journey look like of going and enjoying a sit-in experience? Do patrons need to call ahead and book, or are restaurants able to accept walk-ins for those people that haven't read through, you know, the rules and regulations and the gazetted structures?
Look, it's all fine and well having all the protocols, and the restaurants are well prepared and they're happy to invite patrons back. But currently what's happening is that house parties are exploding. Alcohol is being served freely within those environments. No social distancing, there's no control. At least with us, restaurants are following the rules. So by, first of all, acknowledging that we're in the right ministerial division again, which we asked COCTA to acknowledge within the first 24 hours, we've had no response. There's absolutely no regard for the devastation that's taking place within the restaurant industry. And I think the nauseating part for me is that every time we speak to any person within any ministerial division, they tell us the entire country's on its knees. We also just need to understand and accept that.
Mm.
If we work together in a workable solution, we could save jobs. Is that not the key part of moving through COVID?
Wendy?
Yes.
I know you're extremely angry and frustrated. For those consumers who, and I feel you, for those consumers who are, like I said, chomping at the bit and they want to do their part, because in many ways, I've seen pictures of people dining, for instance, in New York when restaurants opened, or in overseas when restaurants did open, and it's a strange phenomenon to see waitstaff, for instance, wearing a mask and taking down orders whilst people are sitting down and enjoying themselves. Right? It feels a little weird. But in many other ways, we understand as South Africans that to dine out, if your pocket is big enough or deep enough to be able to still enjoy going out, it is in many ways a bit of your country duty, because you understand that restaurateurs have had it hard. You understand that the service staff and employees have also had it hard, having been furloughed for 4 months or 3 months now, having not received the benefit of those tips that they rely on to feed their families and to make it, and to, you know, to make a living. So what I wanted to establish was, when those people, and if those, the people who want to do so and who are eager to do so, think about going to a restaurant, are the restaurants that they're going to be going to in a position, and I'm sure they are, because having chatted to you before, you underline the fact that as an industry and as restaurateurs, you are well placed, in fact, to run your establishments hygienically, as is, you know, standard practice in the industry, in, at any rate. So what is the procedure when people arrive? Should they expect to pre-book? What does mask wearing in that environment look like? And what is best practice at this stage? Understanding that, you know, there are the frustrations of government not having come to the party all these months and engaged you in the way that the restaurant association wanted to, and understanding the frustration that alcohol cannot be served or is not being served at this point. But that is a fight that you're continuing with.
The feedback that we've received from the consumers, that the experiences within the restaurants have been amazing. That the restaurants have certainly put every protocol in place, that they've been welcome at the door. We've had no hostile clients other than people that want alcohol.
Sure.
You know, that are coming that will rather just walk away from the restaurant and return home and go and have a dining experience at home. The welcoming is great. They fill out the documents for their temperature and their details, and the distancing and the protocols are put nicely in place. Service is great and staff are very happy to be back. And I think it's business as normal within a restaurant, even though the waiters are wearing masks. I think the customers are really happy just to get good food at their favorite restaurant and enjoy company with their favorite people. We've seen that the takeaways are still pretty stable at around about 12% of our turnover. It's still a very small part of it. Patrons are eager to come out, but they certainly, all the feedback we're getting is, please, we want to support your restaurant, but why should we be prejudiced in not being able to have a bottle of wine? And that is the majority of the pushback that we're getting in terms of consumer support. And I think that, you know, we will have a lot more support from the consumers to come and enjoy the experience if the liquor ban is lifted within restaurants.
Wendy, thank you so much for your time this morning. I would like you to keep us apprised of your interactions with government and seeing how soon, or how soon this change can come about, since we are at the advanced level of lockdown 3. But all the best in your endeavours and in your fight.
Thank you so much, and thank you for supporting the restaurant industry of South Africa. I can assure you, every restaurateur will benefit in some form, in some which way, from this interview today, and people will certainly return. You know, there is a massive support and a love for the restaurant industry in South Africa, and I think people are also very appalled at the treatment that we've been given in simply trying to return to business.
Thank you so much, Wendy Albert, a CEO of Restaurants Association of South Africa.